This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
And good Saturday morning and a happy National Bison Day. That's in honor of our North America's largest land mammal. And we got more about these magnificent beasts coming up in just a minute. And yes, as you try to get down to St. Bernard Parish to do a little fishing this morning, the Parish Road Bridge, a.k.a. the Green Bridge, which is actually gray, is closed for maintenance. And if you plan to fish Shell Beach, Hopedale, Delacroix, Reggio, Point Lahash, and other areas, well, you have to take an alternate route. We'll get Robbie at Campos Marina and I to tell you about the circumventing the system there this morning. Also, regarding the Louisiana pogie boat controversy, remember how thoroughly we covered that over the past several months? Well, we'll talk about some good news about the impact of new regulations that were passed during this last legislative session. And if you're going to be with us for the second hour this morning, you'll hear from a guy nicknamed the Monster, who accompanied us on a Bayou Wild episode and bagged a monster of his own. It's another Tigers in the Wild episode. Now, tomorrow is a special Get Out and Fish event at Boca Chica State Park. 800 pounds, count them, of delicious adult channel catfish have been stocked into the ponds, and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries personnel, they're going to be there with some instructions on how to fish for them. They're even going to provide gear for you and the whole family. I'll have more about that. And, of course, this Halloween weekend, I got the story of a real-life trophy hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein. He's also our bad boy of the outdoors. And jumping ahead to next week's show, this morning you're going to hear a song performed by a talented young lady about going hunting, or at least wanting to go hunting, and we'll ask you to review her performance, and you can text your comments for Emmy Talavallo, along with your successful fishing and hunting reports from earlier this week. We'll include those along with your comments, your questions, with those of our professional captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your messages real-time into the studio here at 504-260-1870. If you're headed out, well, let me give you the Coastal Marine forecast. It looks like the breezy weather is going to continue, but not quite so bad as it's been the last couple of days. If you're headed offshore, easterly winds 10 to 15, 2 to 4 foot seas. And on the interior lakes and bays, an east wind at 10 to 15 provides a light chop. Now, for tomorrow, almost a repeat, a little bit change in the direction. Southeasterly winds 10 to 15, 3 to 5 foot seas offshore. And if you're on the interior lakes and bays, tomorrow southeast winds 10 to 15 with a moderate chop. It's not bad for the duck hunters. This is the opening morning for the youth hunt, which is this weekend, today and tomorrow, for the young hunters to get out there. They're the only ones allowed to shoot during these special youth waterfowl hunting days for the West Zone only. And we'll talk a lot more about that with Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Also going to have a visit with Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll see if they have any of the youths hunting out there with them and what the duck picture looks like. Again, if you're driving now en route to St. Bernard Parish to fish some of those favorite spots down there, be advised, the Louisiana Highway 47, which is the Parish Road Bridge, is closed now through Monday morning at 5 a.m. No traffic's going to be allowed to pass over the bridge during that closure. There are some alternate routes to take on Highway 39, Elysian Fields exit on I-10, and that'll get you back to 510. So we'll talk to Robbie Campo a lot more about that. Did want to mention to you about the National Bison Day. Up to 2,000 pounds, stands 6 feet tall. It's the largest land mammal in North America, even heavier than the moose. And, of course, they live up to about 20 years. You know them, the thick, shaggy, brown to black coat. When they're young, they've kind of got a reddish look to them. And they once covered the plains of the United States, but due to indiscriminate hunting, they were nearly decimated by the 1800s. And now you can find bison in all 50 states. They live in national parks, refuges, and on tribal and private lands. And if you see that small herd on my Facebook page today, I took that picture up at Custer National State Park. That was a very healthy, vibrant population of bison. Actually used to have them down here south in Louisiana many, many years ago, but the wild stocks are gone, but fortunately we've been able to save them from extinction. So happy National Bison Day to them and you. We're back right after this. Robbie Campo is our destination. He's down at Shell Beach. His fishing report, weather report is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, as we head down to Campo's Marina down at Shell Beach, first thing we need to do is say good morning to Robbie Campo, and the next thing we're going to do is tell you how to get there before we tell you what to do once you get there. Hey, Robbie, good morning, and looks like the bridge is, which I'm now told has been repainted green again, is closed until Monday.
Don, it is getting a facelift. The bridge the bridge is going to be green again, so we could call it the Green Bridge again. It's going to be, so you're coming in this morning from my North Shore anglers. If you're coming in, you're going to have to go through either Franklin or Elysian Fields to come back down. I know it's a little bit of a, pain in the butt, but, I don't close the bridge. You just got to go with it. So, it is going to be closed until Monday morning. And to go home, you're going to have to do the same thing. If you're coming across from Mandeville, I would say just take the causeway and come on down and jump off at either Elysian Fields or Franklin. Don't drive too fast down either one of those roads because they're terrible. They're full of bumps, and your boat feel like it's going to bounce off the trail back there. But just take it easy and get here in one piece. We want you here in one piece. Don, we are also hosting Valero's tournament today, so we got a lot of things going on down here. Valero does their fishing rodeo at this time of the year. They like it to be a little bit cooler, but we are having experiencing 70 and 80 degree days. They figured it would be in the 60s, but that did not happen. So anyway. Give you a recap during the week. Oh, and then if anybody wants to fish this rodeo, they can. They can get tickets here this morning to fish this tournament. And all the proceeds stay in St. Bernard Parish. So it goes to local charities here in St. Bernard Parish. It does not get spent out of the parish. And just add that in. Give you a recap for the week, Don. We had neat tide in the beginning of the week. Still caught some fish. Had to find some current towards the end of the week, the latter part of the week. We started experiencing some southeast winds, really high tides, and that made people go fish up in the Biloxi Marsh, where they did find mixed boxes. They did catch a variety of speckled trout, white trout, puppy drum, sheephead, redfish. So I saw more mixed boxes at towards the end of the week, and I think you're probably going to have the same thing for today because we have a northeast wind this morning. It's not southeast. It's northeast here. And it is blowing about, maybe 5 or 6 miles an hour. Not real bad, but I do expect that to pick up a little bit when the sun comes up today. So with that said, if it were me, I'd be either in this Mr. Go here, fishing along the Mr. Go here, or going up in that Biloxi Marsh, or going south of the channel in that Lake Robin area. You'll be fine there, too. So That, you know, they're catching fish all over right now. This is the time of the year that we wait for it, Don. This is what we live for this fall season. It's here. Plenty of fish being caught. All you got to do is get your head out the bed and come on down here and hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and we're going to take care of the rest.
Yep, and I strongly suggest some people coming down there, sign up for that fishing tournament. You know, these people don't realize what a bargain these rodeos are. You know, you pay your entry fee, you can win some trophies or maybe merchandise or cash prizes. Usually got a T-shirt and some food and stuff like that. Always a good time to add to your fishing trips. And, you know, how's the shrimp situation down there as far as bait? People want to use the live bait this morning.
Shrimp situation's good. We start seeing a lot at this time of the year, Don, a lot of people switch over to plastics. Don't be the guy that don't take any bait. Take some bait with you just for that insurance policy, because it's not every day that they bite on plastic. So if you're out there and you don't have any live shrimp, and you know, the guy next to you does, he's going to make a fool out of you. So you know, we have plenty in stock. So when you get over here, if you don't, you know, even if you're that plastic guy, just take your 30-40 just to have some with you. You know, that's your little insurance policy right there. Another thing, Don, it's gnat season. Flying teeth are out. For my lady anglers, I would suggest you wear leggings today. I know it's still 70 degrees and everybody wants to run around in short pants. You will be miserable in short pants, I promise you. These gnats are... You know, they showed up this past week, and it's getting more and more every day. So, you have your gnat spray. If you don't, whatever you like, it doesn't make a difference to me. but make sure you got something, because you're going to be miserable if you're in a spot with no wind and you do, and they start biting. You're going to be miserable. So make sure you have that with you.
Yep, Amber Romance is my favorite, but there's some other ones out there that work just as well, too. So be prepared. They can sure ruin your day if you're not prepared to deal with the knots.
Absolutely. So, but we don't have any right now, but I know right around daylight, Don, they start showing up. So I could tell you yesterday morning they had a little breeze blowing, you know, and it was a southeasterly breeze, and they love southeast wind for some reason, but I tell you, yesterday morning at daylight, oh, my God, you wanted to pull your hair out of your head. But make sure you got something with you so you're just not miserable when you're out here fishing all day, I promise you.
And, Robbie, so, for tomorrow, we want to remind people about moving the clocks back for tomorrow. You don't want to screw up your trip.
I was going to mention that, and I forgot about it. Fall back, spring ahead, well, we're falling back tomorrow. So, yeah, you got to set that clock back. Don't forget that.
And get an extra hour of sleep, that one they took away from us during the summer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm ready for it, Don. I'm going to tell you.
All right, Robbie, we'll catch up with you next week, buddy. Thanks for the report.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later, babe. Yes, bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, we come back, got a few things to tell you about, a Get Out and Fish event that's taking place tomorrow. Also, some good news on the Pogie Wars front. Yeah, the Menhaden issue, we've seen some progress made there. Also, Governor Landry has designated this as November's Wild Game Meat Donation Month in Louisiana. Help feed the hungry. We've got some more details on that. Freshwater fishing reports. We got a guy named Monster going to join us, and you're going to hear a performance from a young lady named Emmy Vallow. All coming up here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, we got some more fishing reports coming up ahead. In fact, got a good freshwater fishing report. We'll tell you where to find some of those white perch sockeye, if that's what you like to catch. That's coming up. We got a good report in from our friend Blaine Salter, and also some really good news about Lake Verret. It doesn't appear that the fish kill that occurred from the hurricane earlier this summer really had that much of an impact on it, at least as far as the white perch are concerned. I want to remind you, duck season opened up today, actually just for the youths in the west zone. It's both today and tomorrow, and then the regular season for everybody opens up in the West Zone next Saturday morning. And I want to remind you hunters that are taking the youths out there, we kind of got a special regulation in effect this year with regard to the mottled duck, which is our one native species of duck here in Louisiana. There is a ban on taking mottled ducks for the first 15 days of the season. So it's so important in waterfowl hunting more than any other aspect of hunting to be able to properly identify your target before you pull the trigger. Don't want anybody getting in trouble. All right, got a great little event coming up tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to noon at the Bogachita State Park. That's near Franklinton, Louisiana. It's one of the many get out and fish events that are held at different community public fishing areas. They have stocked the pond with 800 pounds of delicious channel catfish. These are not fingerlings that you need to take time to grow. These are ready to go, and you don't need a boat. You don't even need a rod, reel, a bait. The wildlife and fishery personnel will be out there with gear and lots of instructions. The only requirement is if you're 18 or older, you do need to have a valid fishing license, but not necessary for the kids. So it's free bait and tackle at the event, and you get to keep what you catch. Tomorrow from 8 to noon, and there's ponds all across Louisiana where they do these stockings, and both catfish and rainbow trout, and we'll bring you along some more information when we get closer to those. Some very good news came out this morning. Not this morning, but earlier this week. I want to tell you about it this morning. You know, back in February, the commercial pogie boat season began on April the 15th. And the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission back in April approved a half-mile coastwide buffer. You remember there was a big fight going on in the legislature and the department and the Coastal Conservation Association and the pogie boat or Menhaden industry. And what this did, it created a buffer between 1 and 3 miles. Some special areas, it's even a further distance than that. And the effort was to reduce bycatch of redfish and other sport fish. We had some nets that were so full they had to cut the nets loose. They couldn't get all the fish out of them. We had net tears. They call them spills, and fish were being lost. And when these big ships came in very close to the coast, it was tearing up some coastal restoration projects. Well, the CCA and the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Program kind of got together the partnership and took this on. And some new sensible rules, although we still are the most liberal state in the Gulf Coast, some states don't allow it at all, and some have even further out buffers. But the results so far are looking good. In 2024, this past year, was the second lowest number of fish spills since the records were being made available. The only one that had fewer losses was back in 2013. So while this is not for sure a game changer, the trend is certainly looking good. It's a good start to a trend anyway. The boats now have to make contact with the department and keep abreast of where they're located, and there's tighter rules and stiffer penalties, and it looks like finally the Menhaden industry is starting to give a little bit more cooperation with the state And hopefully this pattern and trend will continue. And a special thanks to State Representative Joe Ogeron. He kind of took the bull by the horns and fought through the legislative session to get these buffer zones enacted. So it's not totally a victory, and we won't know for sure. Probably going to take a few more years to check. But so far, the one-year date, although not proof positive, is certainly putting us in what looks like a better position to manage the Pogey or Menhaden industry. Also want to remind you deer hunters that are heading out there, the deer seasons are opening up all across the state. Governor Landry has declared November as Wild Game Meat Donation Month. Want to remind you, you can drop off deer or hogs. You can donate them to be processed at no cost to you. Any of the participating processors, and as a list, if you go to h4h.org, they will get it processed, and it's shipped to a food bank and other agencies who collect it, and they distribute it to the hungry. No better use for what might be considered more game than you can use in your freezer. And they also have to clean out the freezer days, but you can actually keep the back strap if that's the part you want and donate the rest. If you want to get the list of those processes where you can bring your hogs or your deer or really any game and even seafood, go to H4HLA.org, and that'll take you there, and you can find out where you can drop off your game. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to tell you about those white perch sockeye, where they bite and had a record catch on Lake Verret at one of their tournaments. Thanks to Blaine Salter tipping us off on that. We'll pass it along to you right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, check in on our text message board. We got the old Wingbone, our friend Ed from Wilmer, Alabama. He's busy cranking out some more of those Wingbone turkey calls, man. He's a big-time manufacturer, and he does some great craftsmanship, too. All right, we got the worm checking in. He went fishing. He said the only thing biting good was the gnats, but they managed 7 reds over 20 inches. Well, that ain't bad. Also some flounders, yeah, catch and release on those. 12 3/4 inch specks, that's also a release. And some green trout and everyone's favorite, the yaw-yaws, all on the voodoo shrimp. All went back to grow up. Well, what's a yaw-yaw? I got a feeling that's a catfish, but correct me if I'm wrong. All right, we got this in from Big Mike on the Bayou Liberty. He says, give a shout-out to Michael Doolittle. He's the new shrimp counter at the Rigolese Marina, and now he wants a bait boat. Well, let me tell you something about that shrimp counter job. That can be very stressful. You know, you're trying to dip live shrimp that are trying to escape. You got to keep count on them, put them in somebody's bucket, and 6 people are asking you questions around you. It's a high-pressure position, believe it or not, shrimp counting. All right, going to get back to some more of these texts and a freshwater fishing report. But first, we got to pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're hearing from our friend David Hubble, Hubble's Hearth. He says, good morning, Don. I'm preparing for my outdoors task today. He's judging a gumbo cook-off. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. Any judging advice? Well, having judged many gumbo competitions, the one most important piece of advice I can give you, 2 things. Number 1, go hungry. Number 2, in between tastings, make sure you got a good bottle of water. Nothing else, just water to kind of cleanse the palate and rinse it out. They all kind of have a tendency to taste a little bit the same if you don't do that. Where is that cook-off at, by the way, David? Let us know. We got, let's see, the Frog Lawyer. He's getting ready to launch down in Fouchon. They're going to have a very windy Bayou Coast Kayak Championship, and we'll talk to Brendan Bayard more about that. Lafitte LT is checking in. He's got cousins down from Alaska fishing from his house. They are catching catfish, drum, and sheephead. They took the 10-year-old and put him on some reds and catfish. It's wonderful to see these kids smile so much while enjoying fishing. Yeah, they come from a state with some excellent fishing going on there. And let's see, we got this one says, at last check, there was no flooded Green Tree Reservoir in Buff WMA this year. According to Mitch McGee, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, there's a broken pump and a lack of initiative to fix it, apparently. It's a shame. Can be some good hunting up there on occasion. All right, let me get to that Sockeye report, if I can pull that up. We got that from our friend Blaine Salter this morning. And he said they set a record on Lake Verret for this tournament series that they have. And everybody got out there, and the report is really encouraging because there was a lot of fear that the hurricane had a huge fish kill. There was a lot of fish. Pictures were being sent to me, but evidently most of those fish were either the highly predator fish or the fish that, you know, like the basically freshwater drum, buffalo, carp, those type of fish. There were some sockeye, but evidently there's still a lot of them there because this tournament had fantastic turnout. The technique, now, all of the fish were caught in the main lake, and guess where they were caught? On new laydown that the hurricane produced in 5 feet of water. And a tree outside the edges of the main line. So many big ones are going to be there. So Mother Nature actually gave us something out of a hurricane, some new structure. No live scope even needed as fished those blowdowns. The jigs of choice were dark blue and a short tail by Crappie Max. A standard blue and white sparkle tipped with niblets. First place lake record, 12.12 pounds. That was a 7-fish stringer. Turned in by Tim Hebert and Andre Smith. They also had the big fish at 1.96, a record total weight on Lake Verrett. So what that tells me is if you're not going to be hunting, get down there and get in on some of that great freshwater activity. Lake Verrett is alive and well, according to that tournament, to set a new record on it. Also got some other reports from Tickfaw River, kind of similar. Where's Frank? Frankie, are you listening? The king of the Tickfaw, Frankie Dunois. Have you been over there on the Tickfaw catching them? I know you've been doing a lot of saltwater fishing, but you may be overlooking some really good fishing that's taking place there right now. All right, we come back after this. We're going to head on over to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Kirk Stansel. I know they probably, I don't know if they have any youths hunting over there or not today. We'll check out because he's in the West Zone. Also get a fishing report for you if you're going to be fishing Calcasieu, Cameron, and the parishes out there in southwest Louisiana. He's our contact, and he's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we head out to Hackberry Rod and Gun to speak to the one and only Captain Kirk down at Hackberry Rod and Gun. And, Kirk, I got a text saying they have a hunting trip booked with you on November 30th. Lucky them, huh?
That's right. I get. Who is that?
Didn't give me a name. It's just text number 1192. Maybe they'll text me back with the name, and they're looking forward to getting down there with you, hunting with you guys. You got any kids hunting down there today on the youth hunt?
We do. We had probably about, about 10 or 12. They were running all over the place in here this morning. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So, is it going to be a cast and blast?
One group is a cast and blast, the rest of them are just blasted.
What are they going to find out there in the marsh? What type of ducks have y'all been seeing?
I tell you, not a lot of big ducks, Don. It's been mostly blue wings. I mean, we finally got some blue wings in here. You know, our kill season was pretty tough, but now we have a bunch of blue wings around. So, you know, there's a few big ducks showing up. It's a dadgum hunt. We haven't had any fronts or anything. I'm guessing that's why they aren't here yet. You know, it kind of reminds me of two or three years ago where the ducks didn't really show up till the third week of November.
Yeah. Well, teal should keep them busy. Hopefully it will. And I've got to remind everybody that the model duck season, you know, that's off for the first 15 days in the split. It's kind of crazy, but I got to make sure you pull up on those model ducks and don't make any mistakes, especially
right.
with the kids. You know, good that they have adult supervisors there. Your guide's all very familiar with it. Let's talk a little bit about the fishing. Has that wind been bothering you guys last few days like it has most of the coast?
It did, but we had we had some really good fishing. It's been good. We've been, you know, when it gets too windy, we get in the marsh. The trout are there, and when it's calm, we, you know, get out in the lake. I mean, yesterday we had trips in the morning and afternoon, and we had one boat that didn't limit out of all the boats that went out.
Wow, that's phenomenal fishing. That is some really prime time fall fishing.
Yeah, and the size of the trout has picked up and gotten better. You know, October fishing is here. It's finally got good. Of course, I think we'll do good today. Yeah, the wind's not up too bad, but tomorrow and Monday looks like it's going to howl. So that's going to make it tough.
Gotcha. All right, well, I got the person that's got the trip with you. He's taking his nephew. His name is Lafitte LT. And I met Lafitte LT. Good guy. You're going to enjoy it. Y'all going to have a good time.
All right. I look forward to it.
Well, let's get back to the fishing. I guess the flounders are jumping in the boat because that's closed till the end of the month now.
Well, you know, we're not even going after them.
Yeah.
You know, this time of year, to target them, you know, you get up down that ship channel and they got spots because they're migrating, moving out, and you can just wear them out. So we're not doing that. We're staying away from that and just chasing trout and redfish. And, you know, it's, that dadgum, a lot of fish have been caught on that marker 54 glide shrimp.
I was just getting ready to ask you if that had made it down out of Hackberry yet. That thing is taking
it's really, really been a good bait. I mean, that's when I, on my trips, you know, I don't throw the live bait, let the customers throw that, and I throw that glide shrimp, and it does probably better because you don't have to rebait when you miss the fish.
I hear it's a tough bait, too, and how do you work it? Do you fish it under a cork? Do you slow roll on the bottom?
Either way, you can tie. No. It comes with a hook already rigged. You know, just it's a weight in the body. It's balanced real well, and it swims through the water. You know, you want to work it, you know, under a popping cork. I just reel it real slow, just every now and pop it. I don't get aggressive like I do if I have a jig under a popping cork. Mm-hmm. And then so same thing if you tightline it without the cork. Just throw it out there and just reel it slow, and just every now and then give it a little twitch.
Like a little pickup like a shrimp does, kind of a little soft
right.
pop. What's your favorite color on that bait?
It's a natural color, and it's got a little chartreuse on the tail. That's the one I like the best.
Mm-hmm. The Marker 54, interesting name, too.
Yeah, I know. It is an interesting name.
And there's got to be a story behind it. We'll try to find out one day what it is. Well, Kirk, what else is going on down there?
Man, just living the life,
you know,
hunting and fishing, you know, and it's been – it's been catching, not fishing here lately. You know, it's been a long, tough year for us with all the wind, fresh water that we've had all year. But, you know, for the last 2 weeks, the trout fishing has gotten good. The size has picked up. If it stays warm like this, this could go into December, into late December.
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't stay warm, that means good cold weather for the waterfowl. So either way, we got it covered.
That's right.
Well, Kirk, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys down there, and I would invite them to catch your weekly reports, that's Tuesday you come on, right, on live Facebook?
Yeah, on Tuesdays I do a Facebook Live at 6 o'clock.
And how do they access that?
I guess Facebook. I don't know.
just do it.
Buddy hooks that up, and I know on my phone I push two buttons, and I'm there.
Just go to Hackberry Rod and Gun, search him on Facebook, and he'll pop up. Now, you also got a camera on a cleaning dock that's a spy cam where they can check out what's being brought in. And, you know, of course, you got the old telephone number. He will give you a call. You'd be glad to give him a report.
Yeah, I mean, we have a toll-free number, too, and that's 888-762-3391, and our website is Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out the word and.com.
All right, if somebody wants to do like Lafitte LT did and book a trip on the upcoming waterfowl season, what kind of openings have you got? Have you still got any weekends left, first and second split?
Yeah, we've got a few, not the first weekend or the second weekend. Those are completely booked, but you know, we got scattered stuff during the week, and then I think the third weekend, which is right after Thanksgiving, we have some availability.
All righty. We'll be talking to you between now and then, Kirk. You guys try to have fun down there.
All right. Well, thank you. Good talking to you, Don.
As always. There he goes, Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel. All right. We come back after this. We head to Grand Isle. Been windy and breezy down there. We'll find out. There's still people catching fish despite the wind. And we'll find out what Captain Darrell Carpenter's been up to next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right. Let's get to Darrell Carpenter down at realscreamers.com in Grand Isle and get a little fishing report. Darrell, how bad has the wind and the breezy stuff been there, you guys, this week?
Yeah, Don, it's still a little bit sketchy this morning. I mean, it's going to take probably, a couple of days for this thing to calm down or whatever, you know, see what it does. But, you know, hey, we had some good weather last week, and we're going to have some good weather coming again. I do want to confirm with you, and I know I know better than to do it, but in our parting words last week, I said something about the gnats hadn't shown up yet. Well, I knew better. Yeah. As soon as that wind laid down this past week, they were there to remind me I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, well, you got to be careful because those gnats listen to this radio show.
Yeah. But Don, over the past week, and it'll continue. I mean, you know, we're in that fall period where we've got to watch the weather and everything else, and we're going to have these momentary upsets. But last week did start a little bit of another transition, I believe you could say, because the fishing was up and down. It wasn't great. It wasn't on fire. I mean, everything's just moving around too much. But the other species started showing up. I can't say, look, they're ganged up yet, and just get you a bag of shrimp and let's go. But the sheephead started to, you know, they started to show up. The puppy drum started. It just looks like everything. It looks like they're starting to group together. Because it was more than just one here, one there. When you hit the right spot, there was four or five sheephead. Then there was, you know, a couple of puppy drum. And, you know, the white trout are starting to really gang up. So you can tell we're getting a little bit deeper into the fall season because those other species are starting to show up. So you've got a little more diversity now whenever you've got to go looking for something.
Very good. So what's this, the bait situation down there in Grand Isle? You know, this time of the year, it kind of gets a little tough to find bait sometimes.
And it can be. The majority of the bait shops, you know, during the summer, they put up enough frozen shrimp so that you'll have frozen shrimp, you know, during this time of the year. Sometimes fresh is hard to find. Sometimes live is hard to find. But any of the bait shops should have plenty of frozen shrimp tucked away in the freezer ready for the wintertime.
Darryl, you know, this week the Coastal Conservation Association, along with the sponsor Chevron, put down another one of those reefs, artificial reef, this one at South Tim 63. What can you tell me about that location? You're one of the guys that know the inshore and offshore because you've done both out of there. How far of a run is that, and what kind of fish would you expect to show up on that reef?
South Tim 63 was probably, it was less than 20-mile run. It's got some really nice area. That used to be what we called the old hydrogen sulfide field because all the rigs were hydrogen sulfide. It's, if I remember right, it's about 120, 130 feet deep. It was always known to be loaded down with red snapper, but they were usually smaller simply because it wasn't all that deep. But keeper red snapper. It was, Don, you know the field because that was where I remember you were using white hair jigs and we were catching mangroves at the South Tim 60 reefs. Mangrove snapper and something about the area, it always held a few lane snappers. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice, it should be a nice wreck.
Yeah, well, of course, not having the leg structures, I don't know how well those reefs do on mangroves, but I would imagine they would do well because if it attracts, you know, the bait fish, it's going to bring in the predator fish of all types.
Right, Don, and just south of where they put that reef is another reef, and I can remember you and I being on an offshore trip and you breaking out some little hair jigs, and sure enough, we were catching, and it was it was not a vertical reef we were fishing, but I can remember you catching some pretty nice mangroves on that. So that area is known to hold a lot of mangroves. So it's quite possible that reef's going to hold a lot.
Well, I'm going to have to dig around in my tackle war chest there and see if I can locate those little white hair jigs again. Those things were fun to fish, I can tell you that.
Yes, sir. Yes, well, sir, they work. They work pretty good.
Anything else you can tell us, Darryl, for people that might be headed down there?
Nah, Don. I mean, other than we're getting into our typical, you know, fall and winter, if you come, bring something to keep yourself occupied. There's not a whole lot other than serenity on Grand Isle this time of the year. But it's nice and peaceful. And when the weather cooperates, where else would you go?
Yep. And don't mention those GNATS, please.
No, they're there, though. They're there.
They all. You wonder where they go, except doing their part. Where do they go in the off season?
You are correct.
Darryl, tell people how to get you. You're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We got a link directly to you, but if they want to go straight to your website or call you, tell them how to do it.
You're right, Don. It's RealScreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right. Have a great weekend, Darryl, and we will talk with you next week. Same place, same time.
You too, Don. God, have a good day.
All right, there he goes, Darryl Carpenter. Real, and you can do it either way, R-E-A-L or R-E-E-L, screamers.com. All right, coming up after the top of the hour break, we're going to be joined by a guy who is nicknamed the Monster. And I'll give you a little hint, Tigers in the Wild. Maybe you know who I'm talking about. You'll hear from him. You're also going to hear the performance from a young lady named Emmy Taylor-Vallo. She wanted to go hunting, and she recorded a song about it. We're going to play the song for you, and then I want you to invite you to review the song. Text me your thoughts and your comments, and we'll pass them along to her next weekend because she'll be joining us to talk about her career, her young career and her production and how she came about singing that song and the reason for it. It's got a great little message, and I'll invite you to listen to that. We also got more fishing reports coming, and the Trophy Hunter's answer to Dr. Frankenstein on this Halloween weekend. He's our bad boy of the outdoors. His story is also on tap. And your text message is 504-260-1870. We're back after this break on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.